1-800-DUI-OA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUI-OA.com or call
1-800-DUI-OA.
Out of everybody in this room, who would be the worst HR person?
Yeah.
I'm just going to say it. Jose Bolaños.
I didn't want to be selfish, but I was going
to
say me
too.
No offense to that, but that's why we had him pose as an HR rep. And today he calls an office worker who's been nervous about layoffs. Now, we want him to know he's fine. His job is safe.
Good.
It's just corporate is making some changes that are, quote, in the best interest of the company.
Yeah, they always are.
I'm sure he'll understand in your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, is this Phil?
Yeah, this is Phil. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, Phil, my name's Haywood Jabloney. I work in human resources. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thanks.
Oh, just fine. Huh. I was hoping you were going to be in a better mood than just fine before I told you this news.
No, I'm in a good mood. What do you want to tell me? Why are you calling?
Well, you probably heard that we're reducing our workforce, right?
Oh my God, is...
No. Listen, before you get ahead of yourself, you're not getting laid off or anyone in your division.
Okay.
All your jobs are safe, okay? Take a deep breath.
Okay, I was kind of worried for a second there.
Oh, sorry about that. No, you're fine. We're just taking all your vacation days away.
What?
Yeah, you typically have around, 20 vacation days I see here, right?
Yeah.
By Friday, you'll have zero.
No.
How does that make any sense?
Well, I mean...
That's ridiculous.
You would agree this is a tough time for the company, yeah?
Well, sure, I understand those things.
Okay, well, if you're saying that, think of how hard it is for the people above you. Oh. Getting paid way, way, way more.
Yeah.
Those guys are stressed.
I'm the one who's stressed.
I understand.
Going, paycheck to paycheck.
Well, sure. I mean, it's tough for everybody right now, but especially for the guys at the top.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
With so much uncertainty, they can't even golf more than twice a week. Think about it.
You've got to be kidding me.
That's why recently they all met and said, hey, how can we help this company and take a tax-free vacation to the Bahamas?
What?
A vacation. A tax-free vacation to the Bahamas.
Tax-free vacation for them?
I know, right? It's a tricky thing to do, and so this is why they got creative. The accountant said it has to be on the company dime, so if you take all the employees' vacation days away, we can legally write it off, the whole thing, including the alcohol.
This is a joke, right? I mean, it sounds like some kind of freaking joke.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Hey, we appreciate your sacrifice. Don't think you're going unappreciated, friend.
I'm not sacrificing anything. You took it away from me.
Well,
didn't give it.
Again, we appreciate and understand everything you've done.
No.
That's why, as a token of the company's gratitude, you and everyone in your division will receive 4 small chocolates in a plastic box.
How does that help?
Oh, hold
on. Are you kidding me?
It's not going to be available till Christmas because that's when we get the discount.
Oh, this is unbelievable.
I knew you'd be excited.
What is wrong with you? 4 chocolates?
Small chocolates. I don't want you to think they're like bars. You know, they're just like bite-sized chocolates.
No, this is not right. I cannot lose my vacation days because corporate wants to get hammered in the Bahamas. And
oh, well.
I get 4 lousy chocolates?
That is one part I didn't tell you. It's not just
what?
The Bahamas. We're also going to the Virgin Islands. Wee!
Oh, wait a minute. Why are you saying we? You're not going on the trip. You're in human resources.
Oh, yeah. I didn't mention that part. They're bringing HR. I have never been outside the country. I couldn't be more excited.
And they're just going to leave us here with nothing and lost days.
And don't be thinking you can use your sick days to get time off. We put a temporary freeze on that.
Shut
now
up.
You need to email us if you think you're going to be sick at least a month in advance.
How do I know when I'm going to get sick?
I won't be checking my email, though. I'll be in the Bahamas. Or the Virgin Islands.
No,
I don't know.
God. This is bullshit.
Personally, I agree. I would blame this on Keisha. She's the one who set you up for all of this.
Keisha? What, is she going on that trip too without me?
She'd definitely like to, but she decided to do a prank phone call on you instead, what? Which I appreciate.
What are you talking about, idiot?
Because this is actually Jose from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you, man.
No way.
Yes.
No way.
Keisha said there's been a lot of tension in the office lately because of layoffs, so she wanted to lighten the mood.
I cannot believe he did this. That's hilarious.
Me neither. Oh, you know what you need? You need a vacation. You, me, Bahamas, tomorrow. What do you say?
I guess we'll have to go quick because you're taking all my vacation days. We got till Friday. You got to go.
All right. Well, truth is, I probably belong more in the Virgin Islands. Because I'm a virgin. You get okay, I'm going to stop the prank phone call now. This part isn't funny.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.